Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The weekend is coming up fast. You'd like to go out for some food and drinks, but you have no idea where to go. We've got you covered with Chicago's very own Eats. Here's Kevin Powell with Michael Piff.
All right, Chicago's very own Eats. It's a new podcast with me, Kevin Powell, alongside Mike Piff here at WGN Radio. I do sports in the afternoon for WGN, anchor and reporter here. Mike, why don't you tell the folks what you do at WGN Radio?
I do a lot of things here at WGN. Official titles, digital strategist, but I do a lot with our Your Hometown program that we have going on, help with social media, and all sorts of good things. And I'm excited that we get to talk about food, not just in the break room now.
Right. So we kind of, Mike and I, found ourselves often talking about food. Everybody loves food. If you're a food fan, if you're a foodie, here in Chicago, it's just an endless amount of amazing food, whether it's fine dining or a Chicago-style hot dog or pizza. There's basically an endless amount of food conversation you and I can have. And we've had lots of it here at WGN, whether it was a pizza day at the station or whatever. You and I typically on Mondays or Tuesdays we'll chat about what we had over the weekend, and we get very excited. I love talking about food. If you listen to the afternoon show, I'm oftentimes talking about food. So you and I were like, why don't we do something with this? Why don't we have some fun with this? You know, another podcast out there. But I think the way I'm, you know, this is going to be kind of a wide-ranging food podcast. You and I might sit down and talk 20 minutes about pizza. Right. We might talk about our best steakhouses. We might talk about some of our favorite own recipes that we make at home. Local chefs will come on. There's just so much we can talk about. And that's why I'm very excited about this podcast and this new project you and I have come up with, because I think we're actually putting it into something that people can consume rather than you and I just talking about food in the hallways here at WGN.
And not just consume, but engage with us, too. I think one of our favorite things both of us love doing is looking on social media and seeing what Chicago Twitter is talking about, and it's usually food-related.
Yeah.
You know, and we're going to get a lot more granular than just pizza. We'll talk thin crust. We'll talk thick crust. We'll talk about the arguments that happen on a daily basis between New Yorkers and Chicagoans, which gets so silly.
Right. And also, the thing on Twitter that always gets traction is like this, people are like, you know, Chicago has deep dish, but we're really known for thin crust. It's like, we all know this. You're not making some major statement on Twitter, but it gets traction all of the time. People will post like a thin crust, your Chicago style pizza, be like, this is what Chicago pizza is like. We all know this. But deep dish is also awesome. All pizza is very good, so we can debate about it and argue about what's the best. So what is your favorite pizza in Chicago, Mike?
My favorite pizza in Chicago is not just thin crust, not just thick crust, but the big slice at Boiler Room in Logan Square. And I don't know if you've ever been. They have a great deal called the PBR that involves a slice, kind of a big almost New York slice, but even better. A PBR and a shot of Jameson. I think it's like $7.
That's a steal. I love it.
And, you know, I take into account how great the vibe is at a place. And we want to promote with some of these. If you've got a new place coming up, we want to promote your place too.
Yes, absolutely. I get pitched off to my marketing, you know, emails like, hey, this restaurant's doing this or that. Like, so you'll hear stuff like that on this podcast. If I have an amazing meal over the weekend, I might just grab you on like a Monday, Mike, and be like, hey, in the studio, we got to talk about this. And it'll evolve over time, but I'm excited about it. Italian beefs, we can get into that. People are passionate about their favorite beefs, right? Everybody's got their go-to spot.
Yeah, I mean, as someone that grew up in the Northwest Burbs, I am a big fan of Luke's, the whole Luke's brand up there. There's Torian Luke's, Luke's, you name it. They even have some down here, but I think we're going to do a little bit more than just the city limits. I mean, we're both from suburbs.
Yeah, I'll start out with a hot take here, Mike. I think there's actually better pizza outside of Chicago in the suburbs than there is inside
Chicago. I don't disagree with that at all,
I think there's more spots that people, you know, you can pick up. feel like everybody's got a local, like, you know, pizza chicken rib spot, right? Where you can just pick it up for like a Sunday dinner or something. You get some ribs, pizza, some chicken. I just feel like there's more of those spots, and maybe I'm wrong, but I figured I'd mix in a hot take. And maybe it's just because I know more spots in the burbs growing up. I live downtown now, so honestly, downtown, it's harder to find really, really good. You have like your staples downtown, like obviously like Malnati's I love, Giordano's, all of that. Uno's is downtown. But I don't really have like a hole-in-the-wall pizza spot in downtown Chicago, and I wish we had more of that.
Where's your go-to spot back home?
Back home is a place called Mugavero's. It's technically in Des Plaines. I grew up in Mount Prospect, but it's my go-to spot. It's just like your classic thin crust Chicago-style pizza. They have great ribs, some good chicken. That's my spot, Mugavero's. They have a few spots. I think the original one is the one we go to, which is in, I think it's technically Des Plaines. It might be Mount Prospect, but they have a few. I think there's one in Arlington Heights. I think they do have one in Chicago now. But living downtown, it's like Labriola is a good spot off of Michigan Avenue. I think it gets a little touristy with the pizza scene when you're in downtown Chicago, where you don't really – it's tougher to find like you're just – hole-in-the-wall pizza spot downtown.
But that's what we want to do here. We want to provide
maybe there
those
is.
Suggestions.
Maybe I'm missing out.
You know?
Yes.
And we want to hear from you about this stuff. We both are on social media. We're going to be posting these episodes asking for your suggestions, too. I grew up with J.J. Twiggs up in Lake Zurich, which they also have the Northwest Suburban specialty, the double-decker pizza. Have you experienced?
No, but you've told me about this.
It is one
and
of...
your face lights up every time you talk about this pizza.
You know, and I, you know... Every once in a while, I'll find it somewhere. Like out in the West Burbs in Downers Grove, there's Dan's Pizza that carries it. But a double-decker pizza is basically thin crust on top of thin crust, covered in cheese and sauce, and it's just oh so good. Originated at Bill's in Mundelein.
I've been to Bill's in Mundelein.
Bill's in Mundelein
solid
is the
spot.
Originator of it. And they part of this, you know... A couple of years back, I did what I called the Chicago Pizza Challenge, where my favorite place closed, and I wanted to find 40 new places. And I tried 40 new places. I ranked them all. I really appreciate everyone that followed along with me. That kind of got me going on a lot of this. So, you know, that's when...
What's the longest you go without getting pizza, Mike? Because it seems like every few days you're posting a picture of
ask
of
my
you.
Wife about that, and it'll probably be at least a week. Like, Fridays are our big pizza nights.
Okay, so you're a Pizza Friday person.
I'm
always
a pizza...
Pizza Friday?
Not always, but it's got to be in that, you know, at least a week. I remember, I think it was 2 weeks ago, I just said, hey, Amy, just wanted you to know it's, you know, National Pizza Day. We don't have to get pizza tonight. She goes, it's your day.
This is your day to thrive.
We're going to get this. And I'm like, I love you so much for it. Thanks, Amy.
You guys are a perfect fit then. So we can get into a pizza conversation. Favorite burger spot in the city?
Ooh, favorite burger spot in the city. I was actually just revisiting. I also did a burger challenge.
Yeah, I think I saw you post about this recently.
And there was a spot in Logan Square called Johnny's Grill. And it was... They did burgers and craft beer, and it was perfect.
Nice.
It closed a couple years back, but I've always been a big Au Cheval fan. If you can get in, enjoy it.
It's the best burger in the city, and I won't debate anybody on it. Mott Street's very good, but Cheval is just absolutely perfect. It's what I'm looking for. It's simple. Sometimes with burgers, you'll look at, like, you know, it has, like, 10 ingredients on it. It sounds awesome. It's like they have this, this, and that. And then you get it, it's like, this is just a sloppy mess.
No,
you know?
You need good patties,
Cheval's
cheese.
Cheval's simple. Patties off the grill, a couple slices of cheese,
you want
pickles.
An underrated burger?
Hey, what do you got?
The Jay Parker over in Lincoln Park,
yes.
That rooftop bar.
Okay.
Incredibly underrated burger.
All right. And burgers you can go all over, right? Like, you can go... Like, Cheval is just off the flat-top grill, right? Some cheese. Mm-hmm. But then, like, I love a good grilled burger with, you know, onion, tomato, ketchup, mustard, pickle, all of that, too.
Yep.
So
yep.
We can go all over the place here. But anyways, this is Chicago's very own Eats. I knew this is what was going to happen. We were like, let's just do a few minutes to introduce the podcast. Now we're, like, approaching the 10-minute mark here,
I mean,
Mike,
thank goodness we have a podcast to do this.
Now we have to do this. So it'll be wide-ranging. It'll be evolving. Hopefully we can crank out, like, once a week, I'm thinking, maybe.
At least once a week. And like you said, sometimes a topic might come to mind. We'd like to do some, you know, top five episodes, interview episodes.
Absolutely. Somewhere I kind of wanted to do, like, a full production of, like, the Italian food scene in Chicago, which is endless. Do you have a favorite Italian spot in Chicago?
Ooh, man. Favorite
it's
Italian
tough.
Spot.
Don't upset anybody.
You
here,
know,
Mike.
Italian Village is so cool. I mean, I don't know if you've been there recently, but the, you know, the three tier restaurant where you can have like a different vibe on each one. That one's towards the top of my list.
All right. Well, we can get into all of that. We got to save some of this for these episodes.
Oh, I know.
Here.
Yeah, exactly.
He's Mike Piff. I'm Kevin Powell. This is just sort of the introductory podcast for Chicago's very own Eats, but we're hoping to have fun with it. Maybe include some video eventually down the road. Obviously, it's so we can head to restaurants.
It's what I love to do. So
it's what we love to do.
We are the kind of people that take photos of our food, and it's usually good photos. So you know, don't knock it.
I might have to get Steve Bertrand in here, longtime newsman at WGN, because he and I are typically sharing photos of what we make each night for dinner. So. He loves soup. Maybe we'll do a soup episode.
Oh, I'm all about that. Or we get Bob Surratt for the hot dog episode.
Yes, Bob. Absolutely. Everybody's got thoughts. I made some sausage tortellini soup last night. That was very good.
I mean, we'll even do just a comfort food episode.
It's endless. I mean, it's going to be fun. So this is Chicago's very own Eats. He's Mike Piff. I'm Kevin Powell. Follow me on Twitter at kpowell720. What's your Twitter account, Mike?
At Mike_Piff03.
Piffin' ain't easy.
That's right.
Chicago's very own Eats. Thanks for tuning in, and more to come.